Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. Today, it's part two of a two-part series on food safety, and my guest today is Dr. John Fetrow, a doctor of veterinary medicine, professor of dairy production medicine, Department of Veterinary Population Medicine, College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Minnesota. And Dr. Fetrow and I had a conversation about the incident in California where a cow was discovered with mad cow disease. And Dr. Fetrow asserts that this is an isolated incident and that the U.S. food supply chain is safe.
That cow in California actually exhibited, she became lame and then she was not able to get back up. She went down and she went quite appropriately into the rendering side of the industry where animals don't end up in the food chain, and exactly, the system worked exactly as it's supposed to be. She was tested on the rendering side and found to be the positive cow, so she didn't even enter into the rendering side of the system. So in this case, I think it's a good example of the fact that the systems worked in America.
Do you think this is going to have a negative impact on U.S. exports?
Well, it's had a little bit of impact. I believe one country at least temporarily stopped importing American beef. But I think pretty much the world looks at this individual sporadic case, looks at the systems we have in place to prevent transmission and to identify cows and keep them out of the food chain. And I think most of the world will look at this and say it's a non-issue, and it will probably not, except for the 1 or 2 day bounces that happen when any headline comes out. I don't think it's going to have a long-term impact on our beef industry.
How would you compare the United States to other developed countries around the world in terms of how we deal with food safety issues?
All the developed countries have pretty extensive systems for trying to protect consumers in terms of food safety, and not just animal products, but lettuce and imported mangoes or whatever else might be the food system incident of the week. So I think that we, and I think other developed nations, all have systems in place, and they're always trying to refine and improve those. All in all, I think the American food system is very safe. It's not perfect, and I think the consumer needs to understand that a food system's never going to be perfect. We feed more than 300 million people 3 meals a day, and somewhere in that chain from the production on the farm through processing, distribution, retailing, and then what people do with their food at home, cook it or don't cook it, there are going to be food transmitted issues forever. The goal is to make them as small as possible within reasonable economic and practical limits, and I think the United States does a good job, as do most large industrial nations. Do I worry about eating food that I get in my day-to-day life? The answer is no. I cook it properly and handle and refrigerate it properly and wash my hands and go on with life, and I think most Americans do that every day, comfortable in the fact that somebody's watching out for the wholesomeness and quality of their food.
That's Dr. John Fetrow, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine from the University of Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.